Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
In her studio in Darwin, Greek-Australian photographer Georgia Politis keeps the stories of the Greek community and beyond alive through the art of photography. From her first prize that she won at school to the publication of her own photo album, her journey is full of images, cultures, and human stories. Here is the conversation we'll have in her studio in Darwin.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your family story?
My name's Georgia Politis. I'm originally Georgia Tomazos. My families are from Peloponneso, Kos, Crete, and Galimnos. We've been here since late 1960s, and my family's never left. My bapus on both sides came for work, and yeah, they made a family and stayed.
On your website, you say that photography was always meant to be part of your life. What made you choose this creative path?
I did photography many times. So my first camera was a Polaroid at 8 years old. And then did a lot of art and craft. So I won art awards in school, painting, drawing, that sort of stuff. And then kept trying to do photography every now and again, kept forgetting because studies or work. And then my husband bought me a camera in 2016. Did family events and family photos, and it just started by accident, the business. It just kept sort of leading me into that direction. People kept saying to try it, and then that's how the business started, yeah.
You won your first photography award in year 8 in school. Do you remember what your photo was and how you felt when we won?
So that was very surprising, but also I think it was the first time I realised I could do something with the photography. It was my sister's friends at the beach, so I just took a photo with my parents' camera, and then it was edited to look like a painting. At the time, it looked obviously very advanced, and I won Photoshop, which was very expensive at the time. And it was something that I didn't expect, but also if that didn't happen, I probably wouldn't have kept going back to the photography.
Let's talk now about the Darwin Diversity series. Yes. What is this project about?
So the project is celebrating diversity and cultures and backgrounds and stories. So obviously Darwin's a very multicultural place, especially with the Greeks. So it's about telling the stories of how we got here, why we came here, because a lot of people don't know. My generation, a lot of us don't know. So it was really nice to learn about how, you know, some Greek families came here in the 1920s or most of them between 1950 and 1960. And then learning about, you know, what they went through Cyclone Tracy, what they went through for other things like, you know, wars and coming from wars. And then also about their culture. So a lot of the photos have people in cultural attire, and it's just explaining about where they come from and what it means and what Darwin means to them, and that's what it is. It's Darwin diversity, so it's a diverse city, and then it's merged into one word.
Obviously, that was one of the reasons that you started this project. What else gave you the idea to start this?
My grandparents. So my grandfather's passed away young, and I never got to hear their story. It wasn't until when I went to Athens in 2018, I took my great-grandmother, a portrait of her, and she's telling us stories of when she was in Darwin, and my father and my grandmother and my grandfather, and then I realised I wanted to do something one day, just never had the time. Then COVID hit. I felt very sad because, you know, you can't leave, you can't work. So then once we reopened, I had the idea to do a multicultural special, and then that's how it sort of started. So I did two people who had beautiful costumes on, and then I rang them and I said, look, you know, I'm going to give you all the rest of your photos for free, because I'm going to do this free from now on. Everyone who I select and wants to be a part of it is going to be free of charge. So I've done 55 people from series one, 50 are in the book. And then series two, which I'm still going, is about 20 people. So the goal is 100 different people, whether they're from any background or any story. They've got the opportunity to be in the book to celebrate different stories and then hopefully a part of history one day.
You're very proud of your Greek background. How does it influence your work?
I'm very involved in the Greek community up here, so I volunteer a lot of my time and my services. I love capturing the Greek community, so the dance groups, the Glenti, which is my favourite. So the Glenti has been part of my life since I was about 7 years old. I was always performing there and helping at the Honey Puff Stand with my Iya or my auntie. And then as time grew on, I realised how important it was and how important it is that we carry that tradition to the next generation. And without everyone putting what they can in, they won't know how important it is. So for example, if there's no one to capture it, like video, photos or even art, how are we supposed to know what the last generation did? And that's why it's really important to me to be involved in the Greek community and hopefully inspire the next generation to do the same.
In Greek culture, storytelling is very important. Do you think your photography does something similar?
Yes, definitely, especially with this. So I love speaking to people and finding out more about them. And by doing that, then I take their portrait in a way that can tell a story. And I feel like everyone should be doing that, especially Greek people, because we love knowing a lot more about each other and we love asking questions, especially up here where there's so much rich history about the Greek culture and what we've done. We've built a lot of Darwin. I feel like storytelling is really important, especially with photography. And I feel like since I started, I've helped tell a lot of stories and spread a lot more about Darwin, especially Easter. We never used to send photos and video to other news agencies or social media for people to see what we do up here. And that's a way of storytelling for me.
Saying this, what advice would you give to someone who wants to start telling stories from their own community but doesn't know how to begin?
Sometimes it's not a matter of asking if someone needs help. It's a matter of just starting it. And that's what I did, is I sort of just started capturing, and then that's how I got involved and they had open doors for me. So it's not about, you know, the money, the status or climbing a ladder with storytelling. It's giving your time, because it's supposed to happen. Someone needs to do it. And if you have passion for it, it's going to be very easy if you enjoy what you do.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.